This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Wash away my iniquity, verse 2, and cleanse me from my sin. I found out the word iniquity has to do with my condition, not just specific sin. We're not only sinners, but we have a sinful nature. And you need to know that, and so do I. We're not just people who commit sin, we're sinners in terms of our nature. And with that phrase, Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Isn't that an interesting metaphor that all of us seek to have? Lord, wash away my sin. There's something powerful about the cleansing power of water, just in life in general, in terms of cleansing the body. And so it was natural for David to say, Lord, wash my soul and my spirit. Wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Then verse 3, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. I wanted to give you a couple of examples of what's it mean, my sin is always before me. This week I read of an eye surgeon in New York who, when he was a teenager, was involved in a lot of crime. Hung out with a rough crowd on the Lower East Side of New York. He was involved in the beating of another man, and that resulted in the man being left blind in one eye. He went through the legal system and all that, but eventually got his life together and would go on to college and then would go on to medical school, became an eye surgeon. Listen to what he says. He said, I never perform an eye surgery that I don't remember the man that I made blind. I never perform an eye surgery that I don't remember the man that I helped contribute to his blindness. What is that example of? My sin is ever before me. Another illustration I can use of it, some of you know, have somebody in your family, or it's you. You know somebody who's in constant pain. They have knee pain, they have hip pain, they have back pain, and every day they get up in the morning, pain. They go to bed at night, pain. And maybe they have a few hours relief in the middle of the night with some pain medication. But their pain is ever before them. They live with it 24/7. And David said, Lord, my sin is always in front of me. I know it. I get up in the morning, my sin's there. I go to lunch, my sin is there. I come home at the end of the day, my sin is there. Some of you know that feeling because you've experienced it. And what does he say in the very next verse, verse 4, against you, Lord, and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. I think this is one of the most important thoughts in this whole chapter. Even though David knew that he sinned against a woman named Bathsheba, and by the way, anyone who has an affair sins against the person with whom they're having an affair. Not throwing rocks, that's just part of it. But David realized he sinned against Uriah, her husband, and then he doubly sinned against Uriah and that he had him killed. So he knew that his sin was against people. But David was insightful enough to know that ultimately his sin was against the Father. Would it make any difference in the way you conduct your life if you recognize that every sin is against the Father? And it speaks to me in a powerful way. Everything we do that violates the will and the Word of God is ultimately against the Father. So David points a great insightful truth here. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
Well, would it make any difference if you and I really believe that every sin we commit ultimately is against the Father? I think we need to pray for new eyes to look at our sin and to realize that every sin is a wound against a person, a Heavenly Father. Our website is crosshope.org. I hope you know that already, crosshope.org. To listen to this message again, that's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.